What's up? This is your girl DJ Tellum here at radio.dominican.edu, and thank you for tuning in here with me tonight. Today it is March 28, 2012, and let's start off the night with some John Legend featuring Ludacris, Tonight.
All right. Ain't this what you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you missed that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that, baby.
Meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga bread, stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm, but in a chinchilla. She know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's 'cause 7 days a week, you're my 5-course meal for real.
And that was Tonight by John Legend featuring Ludacris. And here's some top five things for this week. So top five albums of this week according to the new feature, Google Play. So number one goes to Adele's album, 21. Number two, Take Care by Drake. Number three, Careless World, Rise of the Last King by Tyga? That's his name, Tyga. And number four, Now That's What I Call Music. The album, Now That's What I Call Music, which I still can't believe they still make. Number 41, actually. Number five, The Carter IV by Lil Wayne. So those are your top five albums of the week and top five movies of the week. Number one, Hunger Games, number two, number two, 21 Jump Street. Number three, the Dr. Seuss's Lorax. Number four, John Carter. And number five, Act of Valor. So there you go. Some top five things you can, for this week. And here's some news you can use today. So researchers found that chocolate helps you lose weight. Yes, chocolate. So the results found that those who consume chocolate on a regular basis tend to have a lower body mass index than those who eat it infrequently. So reporting from Yahoo, before you grab a family-sized candy bar, it's worth noting that the evidence only found a link between lower BMI and those who eat chocolate frequently, not hard evidence that chocolate contributes to weight loss or personal health. And as the BBC notes, the results are based on the frequency of chocolate consumption, not on the total amount of chocolate consumed. So don't eat too much chocolate in one sitting. Instead, eat an even amount of chocolate frequently here and there, you know, just to keep it up. It'll help you lower your body mass index. And if you're ever in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, make sure you are not on your phone unless you happen to be talking to a family member. So Chapel Hill is the first U.S. town to ban cell phones while driving, even using hand-free devices like Bluetooth in your ear and stuff like that. Although this law passed, there has been a few cons to it. So how is the police going to know whether or not you're talking to a relative if they stop you? And are they going to take your phone away and check themselves? And how are they going to be for sure? You know, how are they going to be for sure? And this may seem like a good way to reduce the amount of phone-related car crashes, but there's still a little bit iffy things about it. So make sure it's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Do not be driving on your phone. And Android users can now use the Apple app Instagram, which will be heading their way into their Android market pretty soon. So I'm a BlackBerry user, and BlackBerry, you really need to step it up with your game because these other stores are making up, and BlackBerry is just not cracking yet. So there you go. And that's some news you can use today. So next up, we got some Can't Forget About You by Nas.
There comes a day in your life when you want to kick back, straw hat on the porch when you old perhaps, want to gather your thoughts, have a cold one, brag to your grandkids on how life is golden. So I'ma light a cigar in the corridor of the crib, pictures on the wall of all the things that I did, all the money and fame, 8x10s of the whole Rat Pack inside of a big frame, colliding with big names that could have made your career stop, all that and your man is still here and I'm still hot. Wow, I need a moment, y'all. See, I almost felt a teardrop. When was the last time you heard a real anthem? Nas, the millionaire, the mansion. When was the last time you heard your boy Nas rhyme? Never on schedule, but always on time.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves. Made me.
Truly, this is what made me.
Break me.
Not a thing's gonna break me.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves.
Forget about the old school, Bam, Cass, Melly Mel, Flash, Rock Steady spinning on their back. Can't forget when the first rap Grammy went to Jazzy, Fresh Prince, Fat Boys broke up. Rap hasn't been the same since, so irregular. How it messed you up when Mr. T became a wrestler. Can't forget about Jordan's retirement, the shot Robert Horry hit to win the game in the finals, kid. Some things are forever, some things are not. It's the things we remember that gave the world shock. They stay in a place in your mind so snug, like who the person was with whom you first made love. When was the last time you heard a real anthem? Nas, the millionaire, the mansion. When was the last time you heard your boy Nas rhyme? Never on schedule, but always on time.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves. Made me.
Truly, this is what made me.
Break me.
Not a thing's gonna break me.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden.
Break me,
not a thing's gonna break me. I'm that history, I'm that plunk, I'm that lifestyle, I'm that spy, I'm that kid by the number.
unforgettable, unsubmittable. I go by N now, just one syllable. It's the end cause the game's tied, it's the same vibe. Good times had right after James died. That's why the gangsta rhymers ain't inspired. Heinous crimes help record sales more than creative lines. And I don't wanna keep bringing up the greater times, but I'm a dreamer, nostalgic with the state of mind. The past, the past, enough of it I then. Enough of gives me chills like Douglas and Tyson. A mic when his talk was live, or when he first did the moonwalk on Motown 25. When was the last time you heard a real anthem? Nas, the millionaire, the mansion. When was the last time you heard your boy Nas rhyme? Never on schedule, but always on time.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves. Made me,
truly this is what made me.
Break me,
not a thing's gonna break me.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves. Made me,
truly this is what made me.
Break me,
not a thing's gonna break me.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
And that was Can't Forget About You by Nas featuring Chris, I don't, okay, I forgot her name. But yes, that was Can't Forget About You. Thank you again for tuning here with me, DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu. On my show, gotta let them know, here on this March 28th, weather is looking up. It's getting there. So here's some ways you can stretch the American dollar in other countries. So since traveling is a lot expensive, here's some different ways or different places you can actually go get your dollars worth. In Belize, the local currency in this Central American paradise is pegged to 2-to-1 to the U.S. dollar, and the conversion won't disappoint. A full culinary experience in a mid-priced restaurant costs less than $20 per person. So a full culinary experience, so that's dinner, or that's breakfast, that's dessert, an entree, and everything, less than $20 per person, and that is pretty cheap. And you can find lodging here for little as $50 a night. So a meal less than $20 and a night less than $50. That's a pretty good deal. And Belize is so affordable that it's fast becoming a retirement hotspot. In some circumstances, you can live there tax-free and ultimately live in the country for less than $25,000 a year. And this is reporting from Yahoo Finance, so check that out. And then the second place is Argentina. Head on further south, and the U.S. dollar will be met with similar VIP treatment in Argentina. Its capital, Buenos Aires, is known as the Paris of South America. And luxury-seeking travels can find four-star hotels for less than $75 a night. Yes, in Argentina. To stay there can be less than $75 a night. That is so cheap. And food in Argentina can be very affordable, too. There is a place called La Casa de Empanadas where they make more than a dozen varieties of empanadas off the city's main square. So two people can have dinner there just for $17. And yes, empanadas. If you haven't tried empanadas are delicious. So in Argentina. Next is Taiwan. It's another country where the dollar goes farther. And while hotel prices across Asia have jumped by an average 4% year over year, rooms in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan, have fallen 10%. The Regent Taipei, one of the top hotels in the city, goes for roughly $250 a night. And that's a top hotel in the country. Then it goes under $250 per night. And that's pretty cheap. And you can book a four-star hotel for as little as $100 to $125. So that's a four-star hotel, $100 to $125. Yes, that is a very good deal. So tips are not generally expected in Taiwan either. And at better hotels, you might give the bellhop a dollar per bag. But otherwise, taxi drivers don't expect tips, and restaurants add a small service fee in lieu of the trip. So that's a nice way to save some money. So no tips. And a hotel, four-star hotel for $100 to $125, that is pretty good. So go to Taiwan. Traveling, if you're planning to go to a place, go to Taiwan. Check that out. And next place is Greece. So while the economy is going through a rough patch, tourism remains strong in Greece. I mean, it's a beautiful country, beautiful monuments, beautiful landmarks. In Athens, hotel rates have dropped 15% since last year. For example, at the Westin Athens Astoria Palace Beach Resort, the Taste of Athens package costs less than $200 a night. It comes with daily breakfast, free tickets to ancient sites, and free shuttle services to and from the hotel. So that all becomes less than $200 a night, less than that. So breakfast, tickets to ancient sites, and free shuttle service from to and from the hotel. So in Greece, that is one place I'd love to go, and that is one cheap place that I advise everyone to go to. And next is Poland. Poland could be Europe's best-kept budgeting secret. The country has some of the cheapest five-star hotels in the world, and travel rates are expected to fall 20% this summer after the Euro Cup soccer finals. So there's a few countries you guys can check out if you guys are where the dollar can go a lot more than it does in America. So that is Belize, Argentina, Taiwan, Greece, and Poland. So check out those places. Check it out. Because I'll check that out too. So next up, we have some Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It?
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe was. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove. Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
And that was Can I Kick It by a Tribe Called Quest. And thank you again for tuning in here with me tonight with me, DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu. Next up, here's some few tips right here. reported from monster.com. So nine things never to say to your boss. And number one, I need a raise. Never enter salary negotiations talking about what you need because of rising costs or a new expense, for instance. Your employer doesn't care about your financial problems. However, management probably does want to reward you success and reward your success and keep high-performing employees satisfied. A raise request should always be supported by evidence of what you achieved for the company, along with information about what people with your responsibilities typically earn. Number two, that just isn't possible. So do not say that. So always speak up to your boss in terms of what can be done. For instance, rather than saying we can't get this done by Friday, say we could definitely get this done by Monday. Or if we brought in some freelance help, we could meet the Friday deadline. When you talk to your boss, think in terms of solving problems for her, not in terms of putting problems on her plate. Number three, if you can't stand working with your employees, so complaining about a coworker's personality usually reflects more poorly on you rather than the coworker. Don't make kinds of conflicts of your boss's problems. Of course, management is interested in problems that jeopardize the company's ability to function. If you have to speak to HR about a problem, such as a colleague threatening illegal or unethical behavior, keep your tone professional and focus on work, not personal issues. And number four, I partied too hard last night. I'm so hungover. Buck up and get through the day with some ibuprofen, extra under eye concealer, and coffee. But don't share the sordid details of your night on the town with your boss. Even if you have a friendly relationship, he's just as likely to react with disdain as sympathy. Maintaining a solid veneer of professionalism will pay off when it's time to discuss promotions. And number five, but I emailed you about that last week. Alerting your boss to a problem via email doesn't absolve all of your responsibility for it. Bosses hate that out of my box, out of my mind attitude. Keep tabs on all critical issues you know about and keep checking in until you hear a firm, you don't need to worry about that anymore. Number six, it's not my fault. Are you a whiny 8-year-old or a take charge professional? Assume responsibility and take steps to fix a problem that you did, in fact, create. And if you are being wrongly blamed for a problem, saying, let's get to the bottom of this, or what can we do to make it right, is much more effective than saying, it's not my fault. Number seven, I don't know. If your boss asks you a question you can't answer, the correct opposite is not I don't know. It is I'll find out right away. Number eight, but we've always done it this way. You may find yourself with a new boss who wants to try new things, and the best way to present yourself as a workplace relic is to meet change with a we do it this way because this is the way we do it attitude. When a brainstorming session takes place, be part of it and stay open to new ideas. If you have concerns about a new idea's feasibility, say, I think for this to work, we will have to don't kill new ideas with negativity. And number nine, let me set you up with avoid the urge to play matchmaker for your single boss. The potential risk far outweighs any potential benefit. In modern workplaces, hierarchical structures are often less rigid, and bosses will often end up in semi-social situations with their direct reports. Smart workers will draw the line at oversharing. Definitely something to keep in mind if you're connecting to your company's manager on social network sites like Facebook. So there you go. Nine things never to say to your boss. I need a raise. That just isn't possible. I can't stand working with blank. I partied too hard last night. I'm so hungover. Number five, but I emailed you about that last week. Number six, it's not my fault. Number seven, I don't know. Number eight, but we've always done it this way. And number nine, let me set you up with, there you go. So nine things you should never say to your boss. Next up, we have some Beyonce with some Move Your Body featuring Swizz Beatz. And that was Move Your Body by Beyonce featuring Swizz Beatz. There's some news for you today. Some news that goes on in America. So Houston woman Sarah Tressler lives a double life. Maybe something like Hannah Montana, where she's a singer and a regular kid at night. But nope. This one, Sarah Tressler works as a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. And she writes for the High Society. And another is a double life as a stripper. Yes, a reporter and a reporter in the day and a stripper at night. Tressler has been a stripper on and off since 2004. She was revealed to be a stripper after the Houston Press discovered her blog, diaryofangrystripper.com. So she is no longer writing for the Chronicle due to her night job. And first off, what she does at night has nothing to do with what she does from 9 to 5, in my opinion. The woman is handling her own grind, and being a stripper is legal. It may not be looked as a respectable profession in our society, but she wasn't harming anyone. According to her LinkedIn profile, she is an adjunct professor at the University of Houston and received a master's degree in journalism from NYU. So she's qualified to do her job as a teacher, as a reporter. So she freelances for many publications, so she's qualified and experienced to do her job as a journalist. So why should her night job even matter? And you know, a little cash in your pocket never hurts. So you go, trust her. You are doing no harm to anyone, so keep doing what you're doing. Even if people don't like it, but I mean, she's handling her own grass. She's making her own money. People are just, you know, she likes what she do, and she's doing it on her own. And next up, you think a reporter at day and a stripper at night's kind of strange, but this try being a prince and an NBA athlete. So Luke Richard Mbah-Amout plays forward for the Milwaukee Bucks and is actually a prince in his native Cameroon. Although people expect that his life would be like Eddie Murphy's in the movie Coming to America, he says it is nothing like that. He doesn't have his face on money, but he just gets treated with respect and has, you know, fancy ceremonies. And the 6'8" player first picked up playing basketball when he was 12, became one of the best youth players in his country at 15, and at 18, he was playing ball at UCLA. But the fame and fortune of the NBA hasn't got to his head, and he hasn't forgotten his roots, and he helps kids out in Africa to reach their full potential and help follow their dreams. So there you go. A prince, an NBA player, a reporter to a stripper. You know, double lives, you know, normal things. And next, a high school student at an Indiana high school has been expelled for tweeting the F word. So here's what I read. The F word is one of those F word words that you can F word, put in an F word sentence, and it still F word makes sense. So let me say that again. So he tweeted that F word is one of those F words that you can F word, put in an F word sentence, and it still F word makes sense. So it makes sense, right? But the principal of his school said regardless of whether or not the tweet was sent from Hormat's school computer, the school can track the student's tweets. And the tweet was actually sent from his home at 2:30 in the morning. And you know, the boy didn't hurt anyone and he didn't start no fights or anything. And this is a way too much of invasion of privacy from the school. The kid only had 3 months left of school and he got expelled for tweeting from his home. And if my high school found out what the students were tweeting there, then we would have all been screwed. So there you go. Next up, apparently the guy who's in charge of America's economy has no idea why it's getting better. Yes, citizens of America, the economy is getting better. And at a Monday meeting of academics and economists, Federal Chief Ben Bernanke is astounded by the decline of the U.S. unemployment rate, and he can't explain why it's happening. The unemployment rate has gone from 9% to 8.3%. So that is a good amount of time. That is a good amount of percent it went down. And the decline in employment and improvement in the labor market has appeared faster than expected. So isn't it ironic how the man who watches our economy has no idea how it's getting better, or how it's changing? Yet the people who are running for elections come up with these foolproof plans that they think that can change up the economy, while the man who's supposed to watch it doesn't know what's going on. So we'll see how the elections turn out this year. So there you go for some news right there, for some news stories for you. And next up, we have some Bow Wow, Let Me Love You.
Y'all know what this is.
That's what you need to do, girl.
So, yeah. I've been watching you for a minute. Come through here, some sweet scented. Your life, girl, you need me in it. I'm determined to win it. I know what you need, I know what's wrong. I know how to make it tight. Everything will be alright if you introduce you to my world. Introduce you to the better side of life that you ain't been seeing, girl. I'ma show you where it's at and I'ma show you how to get it. All you gotta do is be with it. And damn, like a real man supposed to. I never would've approached you if I ain't have intentions on doing good. See, dude, you with it so cool to me, girl. It's so cool and all I'm asking you to do is down like a best friend and two homies in a gang. When you cry, I'm gonna feel your pain. No secrets, no games, all excitement, nothing plain. And keep you happy, that's my aim. And all you gotta do, girl, is
in my arms, in my mind.
Was popping and shaking fresh to death. When we hit the mall, we gon' ball till there's no more left. I know you ain't used to it, but you gon' get used to it. Cause that's the only way I'ma do when you let me. All the homies think I'm tripping cause I got you a pad. But see, they just mad cause they ain't get you, they ain't get you. Scorpio, it's your sign. And girl, you're so fine. And I would do whatever in no time, no shine. It's what you're coming with, but I'ma change all that. Rearrange that, put you in the range all black. With the rims to match, phone attached, TVs in the back. How you gon' say no to that, huh? Niggas look at me like, man, here you go. Really bout to blow some dough. Ain't nobody did before, so why is you so gung-ho? Cause I believe this was meant to be. I just gotta work at it like a crack addict up in rehab.
In my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you right on my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down and make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong if you let me.
That was Let Me Hold You by Bow Wow featuring Omarion. And thank you again for tuning here with me, DJ Talim, here at radio.dominican.edu on my show. Gotta let them know. I'm letting you guys know about these things that's going on in a crazy, crazy world. So here's some celebrity news for you today. And happy birthday to Lady Gaga, who turned 26 today. I didn't know she was 26. She kind of looks older than that. But happy birthday to you, Lady Gaga. And another happy birthday shout out to Kate Gosselin, wherever she may be, who turns 37 today. And I hope you are doing well, Miss Gosselin. And congrats to Lindsay Lohan, who finished her court-ordered psychotherapy sessions today. And things are looking up for Miss Lohan. And she's actually been cast as a guest star on Glee. So, check that out when the season comes out. So you go, Lindsay. And some heartbreak news for you today. So Jenny Garth finally opens up about her split with her husband, Peter Facinelli. She says that the main reason their marriage wasn't working out was due to distance. Peter's career has been booming ever since he was casted in the Twilight Saga. He plays Carlisle, who was Edward's dad, and he would travel from New York and fly to California to visit his wife and kids in the weekends. And it's like every day couples are getting divorced in Hollywood. So sad life. So if you're going to be going out with a famous person, be careful because distance can do a lot. And I just hope these people find some real love. And then another breakup news. Zoe Saldana and Boothang Bradley Cooper have split up after 3 months of dating. No, it's not that long, but every heartache hurts. So Sad life. So there you go. Here's some heartbreak news for you today. And here's some with the case of Trayvon Martin in the media. A lot of celebrities in Congress are trying to help out. So Spike Lee tried to help out, but he got in a little mix up there. And he retweeted a tweet from Twitter user Marcus Devon Higgins, which was meant to be the home address of Trayvon's killer, George Zimmerman. Instead, ended up being a home to an elderly couple. So the couple found themselves mixed up in the situation and are afraid that someone's going to come and attack them. So they've locked up all their things and just in case something might happen. And this is another example on why you should never believe everything you read on the internet. And you should always do research before you actually do something. And especially if you're supporting a cause this big, research on it, please. Please. And former NBA Chicago Bulls star Dennis Rodman is added to the list of bankrupt stars. So he owes $800,000. Yes, $800,000 in child and spousal support. In child and spousal support to his third wife, Michelle Rodman, who filed divorce from him in 2004. So if it's $800,000 in child support for his third wife, I wonder how much is for his first two other wives. So after his basketball career, he hasn't set a good reputation for himself. He still owes $355,000 in back taxes to the state, and he cashed out his NBA pension in order to pay California taxes. And his struggle with alcoholism has given him a disadvantage to pay anything. He can't keep focus on certain things. And his deadline to pay all this back is May 29th. So that is soon coming up. And I have no idea where he still has the money to buy and live an extravagant life, since it's been forever since he played ball. But, you know, I hope he finds a way and figures himself out. So there you go. And then some other stars who still has the money. So Amy Winehouse, may she rest in peace, was a big star in her prime and made a lot of money. Although she spent a good amount of cash and booze and drugs. She still has some money left over. Winehouse estate is going good for a good $4.66 million. So yes, Amy Winehouse estate is going for $4.66 million. And if you have that money, if you want her home, you go try that out. So according to The Sun, she did not leave a will, and her father Mitch will administer all her assets, while her ex-husband Blake, who's in jail for burglary committed to pay for his drug habit, will not get anything. So $4.66 million estate for sale, and it was Amy Winehouse's. So there you go for some celebrity news today. Next up, we got some One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Oh. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the crowd,
like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
And that was What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. So check those boys out. They're cute. Couple of boys, you know, doing their thing from England. They came to America. They're having a tour actually this summer. And they're actually on tour right now with Big Time Rush. Well, yeah, I think that's still going on. So check them out. They're cute little boys. Cute boys. You know, check them out. And here's some interesting news for you today. And I hope you guys found it interesting as good because I did. So 8-year-old Landon Crabtree busted a $350 thievery ring by using an app to track his stolen iPod. So 8 years old, busted a $350,000 thievery ring. So he was determined to find his iPad, and he YouTube based on how to look for missing iPads and found that there was an app made. So Find My iPhone, the app Find My iPhone, and he traced his missing tablet 4 miles away at a hotel. Turns out the iPad wasn't the only thing stolen. Investigators found several iPads, iPhones, iPods, laptops, Xboxes, cell phones, speakers, baseball cards, collectible coins, and dozens of jewelry boxes in the one room of the hotel. So everything has been estimated to be at least $350,000 and stolen from 100 other burglaries. So London police have been working on this case of burglaries for the past 2 weeks, and an 8-year-old beat them to it in 10 minutes using an iPad app. So good job to you, London. He actually hopes to become an FBI agent when he gets older. And, you know, the boy's on the right track if you can find the thievery ring that much. So there's one interesting news for you today. And Mike Stone of Minnesota, like any other high schooler, wants to make his prom night unforgettable. So he tweeted at hundreds of porn actresses with an invitation to attend his school prom on May 12th. And adult star Megan Piper agreed to go with him. But sadly, the superintendent said she will not be welcome to attend the dance because it was not prohibited under the school standards procedure, that it is not in the best interest of students, employees, or the school districts, or have the chance, and it may have the chance that it will disrupt the orderly operation of school or school activities. But Mike, smart boy, figured out a way around the rule and decided to host a party at the same time as prom so he can bring his date. So, this will be a good night he will remember. And hey, the boy's ending his senior year with a bang. So there you go, Mike Stone. While other people are wanting to bring Taylor Swift and all that, Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake to their balls and proms, he brings a porn star. So you go, Mike Stone. And you know, in hard time comes drastic measures, right? So an Austrian man sewed off his own foot, yes, his own foot, and actually cooked it just to be sure it couldn't be reattached, just so he can continue collecting unemployment. He was required to come in that day for a medical exam to prove that he was not fit for work after public employment officials became suspicious of his claim of a bad back. He almost died on the route to the hospital because he had lost too much blood. But even if he cut off his own foot, it doesn't necessarily mean he will not be able to work. And continue to receive unemployment. So basically, he just cut off his foot for nothing. I mean, how awkward is that? Just watching your foot cooking in the oven. I mean, this dude literally cut off his foot, throw it in the oven, and watched it cook. And so he's like, yes, my foot is almost ready. Yeah, no. In West Covina, police say that two people dressed in ninja costumes had robbed a medical marijuana delivery man last Friday. The delivery man was making a delivery and he headed towards his car when two men dressed in ninja costumes confronted him and chased him with batons. So there you have it, everyone. Ninjas attacking people for weed. So, you know, that's America for you. Our free country. Next up, we have the last song for the night. We have some The Script, Break Even.
Don't believe in, 'cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. The best days will be some of my worst. She finally met a man that's gonna put her first. While I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. Heartbreaks, no, it don't break even, even, no. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? And what am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up and you're okay? I'm falling to pieces, yeah. I'm falling to pieces. Bad things happen for a reason, but no wild words gon' stop the bleeding. 'Cause she's moved on while I'm still grieving. And when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Tucked up, but now I'm trying to make sense of what little remains. Oh, 'cause you left me with no love to my name. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just praying to a God that I don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break. Don't break, no, we don't break even. No. What am I gonna do when the best part of me is always you? What am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up that you're okay?
And that was Break Even by The Script. And thank you again for tuning in here with me tonight with DJ Tellem here on my show, Gotta Let Them Know, here at radio.dominican.edu. And hope all you guys have a good night tonight. And it's time to call it a night. And, you know, check it out. Check me out next week again, same time, 7 to 8 p.m. here at radio.dominican.edu. And make sure you're checking out my blog, DJ-Tellem@blogspot.com, and follow me on Twitter, DJ_Tellem @Twitter. So check those links out. I haven't been updating for a while, but I'll start soon. So check those out. And thank you again for tuning in here with me, DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu. And good night.